for Pacifica KPFA News.
Hey, everybody. This is Eric Mann. I'm in Paris, France, at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. I'm here reporting for Pacifica Radio in what I'm calling Posts from Paris. Today's post, December 4th, 2015, is called Obama, Boston Damages. In Paris, we have to ask three key questions. What are we going to do about the United States? What are we going to do about the Democratic Party? And what are we going to do about President Barack Hussein Obama? Because what Barack Obama is best at is serving the interests of the U.S. empire. And in Paris, the empire's objectives are to prevent radical reductions in greenhouse gases by the United States, and by all means necessary, to prevent billions, if not trillions of dollars of reparations to nations of the third world. To me, as I'll explain, finance is going to be the big fight in Paris, and now the UN is finally heating up. In my last post, I said the world is burning up, but the United Nations isn't. It's only one day later, and yeah, the heat is on. Now, we work with a group called Demand Climate Justice. This is an international group of NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations. And for my friends who are going to be going through these posts with me, I'm going to interpret, because UN language is a language unto itself. So I'm now going to read from their report verbatim, but I'm also going to add a few additional observations of my own, including untangling some of the language. This is important stuff. I'll get to the spoiler alert first. The third world desperately needs money to reconstruct their economies, which are based on coal, heavily polluting. They want to move towards clean energy. They can't afford to. And unless the United States and Europe give billions and trillions of dollars for development, the reality is that the third world will continue to burn coal, the United States will act superior, and the planet will burn up further. And who will suffer the most? The very people in the third world who can't afford to make that transition. So now I'm going to read you from this report. It says, so far what we know is that the negotiators are trying to come up with a negotiating text. There was drama yesterday in one of the ADP texts on long-term climate action. Now, ADP means the Advanced Durban Platform. That means this is the platform that was built in Durban in 2011, and this is the final effort to get an agreement. There was a fight between developed and developing countries. Developed means United States, Europe. Developing means third world. The developing countries said they wouldn't bend on their demands on climate finance and adaptation. Developed responded with saying that they wanted to remove those issues from the agreement completely. So check this out. The third world is saying they need more money because of the climate crimes of the United States and the EU. The EU is saying we don't even want this in the document. Some of the issues in negotiations from yesterday continue to be issues. The African group is fighting for what they call differentiation. The U.S. is very much against it. Now, let me translate that. Differentiation means that the nations of Africa are so suffering that they want to be separated out for more aid. That's differentiation. You could say affirmative action. The U.S. is very much against it. Now, this is their commentary. This is ironic because the United States uses differentiation to split and divide developing countries. On obligations and targets, they don't want to differentiate, but they want to provide finance only to vulnerable countries and help create a divide in the developing countries. Let me talk you through that, what that means. The United States does not want a differentiation between itself and the poor countries. The poor countries say, no, you must pay more. And the United States, no, we all must pay the same. And yet, the United States wants to differentiate between the low-income countries because they don't want to pay them. On obligations and targets, they don't want to differentiate, but they want to provide finance only to vulnerable countries and hence create a divide in the developing countries. All right, let me translate that. The United States is now developing who are the deserving poor and who are the not. So they're saying certain countries are vulnerable countries and others are not. Therefore, I don't want to give money to China. I don't want to give money to India, says the United States, but maybe to the poorest of the poor. Yesterday, we heard there was a big pressure on the Africa group on accepting the OECD way of counting climate finance. This includes loans, private finance, etc. Folks, aren't you glad I'm here in Paris to translate These are the good people I'm reading trying to translate the UN. Let me say what that means. Richard Boucher, Organization of Economic Cooperation Development Deputy, said, "Let me begin by recalling that to recognize that the best way to lift people from poverty and underdevelopment is to promote a healthy and vibrant private sector. The strong economic performance of the major emerging economies and so many other developing countries prove the point." What does that mean? Sadly, it means that they're arguing that the free market is going to lift the third world out of poverty. The free market is going to lift the third world out of pollution. And therefore, guess what? That the United States doesn't have to do anything because the market will. So this is going to be a big fight, and always has been. The United States doesn't want to talk about any amounts of target in the new Paris Agreement. It's intense that this is the amount, but the very definition of climate finance. So then our organization, the Strategy Center, we have a demand. Please learn this demand, because it's going to be on Roots Action, www.rootsaction.org. And you're going to see this demand, which is great, that we want the United States to contribute $10 billion to the Green Climate Fund. So one good thing about my dispatches, if I happen to say, is as an organizer, I always got something for you to do, folks. So after you listen to this, go on rootsaction.org and tell President Obama, yes, we want the United States to give money to the third world for the climate crimes that you have created.